get one, there's always one closer than something else.
Francis Armstrong is the entrepreneur behind this and launcher of findacarpark.com.au. Francis, hi there.
Oh, hi, Ros and John.
Tell us, assume I'm someone looking for a car park. How does it work for me?
Okay, for a rent, it's easy. You go to the website, findacarpark.com.au, and depending on the location of the space that you want, you can actually go to the website, actually select the car space based on area. So, for instance, if you work in a city, you might want a car space that's close to the city or close to the commuter. So you'd look for a place like South Melbourne or South Yarra or East Melbourne, North Melbourne. And so the choice is up to you. Obviously, there's various price ranges there.
Right, this is not for me if I'm going in shopping in Bridge Road, Richmond, and I want a car park at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon for an hour and a half. This is if I want a sort of permanent or monthly arrangement.
Correct. However, we've got actually a couple of renter that have required a car space just on a temporary basis. There's one actually, one from Sydney, drove down here for a conference in Melbourne for a week. So
just wanted a week's worth of car parking.
Just 1 week's worth. He went to the portal. He was able to secure a car space, which is perfect. It's just only a block away from the conference venue.
Interestingly, so this doesn't apply to people who are commercial car park operators. You might be living in Richmond, knowing that people, say, want to park to go to the MCG. You can put your driveway up on the internet.
Correct. Really, it's an alternative to...
just to interrupt you, can you also be specific as to say, listen, my car park is available for use Friday nights?
Yes. In fact, the website will tell you the conditions related to the particular car space you're looking at. Most of the listing there are actually people that work in the city. They've got their driveway available between 9 to 5 during the day. So they will actually list those conditions on the website.
So, right, so you've got people in the suburbs as well who say, I obviously work away from home and I drive there, therefore my driveway is available between 8 in the morning and 6 o'clock in Cheltenham any day anyone wants one, if they do.
Correct.
How you going? How many people are you trying to match at the moment?
Well, this article has caught us. We actually launched about a month ago to coincide with the Grand Prix. And the campaign we did, we did a quite a large mail out to Melbourne, Sydney and Perth.
You wanted to match with the Grand Prix, presumably, with a lot of driveways and car parking spaces around South Melbourne, Albert Park.
Correct. So we did a mail out to 200,000 households. And, we've got a good response there. We've got around, I think, over 230 car spaces there. So it's progressively, for a month that we've launched, we're very happy with the result. But the response...
How about, I've got another one for you.
Yeah.
How about car parks that are, driveways that are available between 25 past 3 and 25 to 4 on a weekday afternoon for people to park at, who might pay $5 a day in order to park there when they pick up their kids from school?
Doesn't hurt. List it down.
Does this work mainly in inner city areas where people don't have car off-street parking but want it, and they have neighbours, for example, who might be elderly who don't drive?
Well, actually, we have a number of people that don't have elderly that don't have cars. So we had, the first week we had about half a dozen. So, it's good. It's an extra income for them. And it's great. And the car space is not being used, so it works for them.
Interesting concept, Francis. Going to go and have a look at it. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Findacarpark.com.au. Of course, there's a little urn for Francis in it. Brief, and why not? Brief.